WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Unemployment spikes to more than 10% in Virginia, and that means that more families are experiencing food insecurity. Charlottesville's city manager says it's time to revisit the removal of Confederate statues. And now that the unofficial start of summer is upon us with Memorial Day, we've got some advice on how to enjoy the outdoors safely during a pandemic. This is the WMRA Daily from Monday, May 25th. Last week's data from the Virginia Department of Labor shows the Commonwealth's unemployment rate climbed to nearly 11% in April, up from around 3% in March. Employment Commissioner Ellen Marie Hess says those claims are taxing Virginia's unemployment system. In a presentation to lawmakers last week, she said Virginia's unemployment trust fund will run out of money in the third quarter of this year.
And unless Congress acts, these funds will have to be repaid by employers starting in the first quarter of 2021.
Hess said they have received more than 700,000 claims from workers since mid-March. She said about 70% of those claims have received payments totaling more than $2 billion. In April, Virginia shed more than 350,000 private sector jobs. Virginia's unemployment rate in April was still lower than the national rate of 14.7%. Well, the sharp rise in unemployment is creating a lot of new food insecurity. WMRA's Jesse Nadler checks in with the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank to find out how they're dealing with the growing demand.
The number of people seeking assistance from food pantries in the Blue Ridge has surged from 1,600 in January and February to more than 4,000 in March and April. That's nearly triple. It's putting a lot of stress and strain on the hundreds of food pantries, soup kitchens, and shelters that receive food from the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. Here's Food Bank CEO Michael McKee.
It is unprecedented in the history of food banking. It's phenomenally intense.
Granted, the situation here hasn't been as cataclysmic as in other parts of the country, where there have been mile-long queues of cars lined up outside food banks because of widespread pantry closures. In those places, such as Anaheim and San Antonio, the virus hit so hard and so fast, networks collapsed.
The virus hit our region a little later and a little more slowly than others in the country, which was a real blessing. We were able to work with our community partners to adapt and make sure that everyone in the community had access to enough food.
The Blue Ridge Area Food Bank serves partner agencies across 25 counties. 94% of them remain open. But as unemployment continues to rise, McKee says he's watching the situation closely.
We started purchasing dozens of tractor trailer loads of food to compensate for what proved to be true, a drop in donations from grocery stores.
Michelle Hess is Director of Agency Relations and Programs for the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank.
We've noticed food shortages in grocery stores have resulted in less food being available for donation to our partner pantries.
Mary Scott DeMarcus of Fresh 2O Growers in Stevensburg says her organization has been donating surplus hydroponically grown lettuce to the food bank for a long time.
Since we are always harvesting and packing, we need an outlet for that product.
Donations to the food bank have increased as more of their food service clients have cut way back on lettuce orders due to restaurant closures.
Yeah, over 5,000 heads of lettuce is what we've donated recently to the Blue Ridge Area Food Bank. So, and if you think about if, you know, one box or one donation had one head of lettuce, then that's over 5,000 meals or 5,000 families that have gotten
To shore up holes in the local supply chain, the food bank has been relying more on federal support. The recent USDA Farmers to Families Food Box program provides increased access to dairy, meat, and produce. The food bank also wants Congress to expand SNAP benefits. That's the federal nutrition program that allows low-income people to buy food using a subsidized debit card. The Trump administration was criticized in April for pushing food stamp cuts in the middle of the pandemic. Here's Michelle Hess again.
This is not a time to be contracting SNAP benefits, right? That we want to make sure that we're seeing legislation that continues to bolster our safety nets for the American public.
With so much fresh unemployment of people who may have never needed food assistance before, many of them might not even know about food pantries or where to turn for help or whether they deserve it. Here's Michael McKee again.
We really want people to understand that if you're out of work or if you're in any way struggling to meet the needs of your family, pantries are here for you. And we don't want people holding back for any reason. No one's going to ask a lot of questions.
There are no eligibility requirements.
We're especially concerned about our immigrant neighbors, non-English speaking, singled out by the White House. And we want everyone to understand that they are more than welcomed at every food pantry and at the food bank. We want people to feel comfortable and safe coming to food pantries in our network. That's why we're here.
He also says they're not soliciting food donations from the public at this time. If people really want to help, McKee says they really need more volunteers to help with all the food packing and distribution. For WMRA News, I'm Jesse Nadler.
Governor Ralph Northam has repeatedly urged Virginia residents to cover their faces in public during the COVID-19 pandemic, but the governor, who is a doctor, did not heed his own advice when he posed maskless for photographs alongside residents during a weekend beach visit. A spokeswoman for the governor's office said on Sunday that Northam should have brought a face mask with him during his visit on Saturday to the Virginia Beach oceanfront. Critics needled Northam on social media. Shenandoah Valley Republican and House Minority Leader Todd Gilbert tweeted, "Physician, heal thyself." Republicans, however, have been almost completely silent in criticism of President Trump's repeated refusal to wear a face mask in public. Virginia now has more than 34,000 confirmed COVID-19 cases and 1,171 confirmed deaths, according to the state health department. Charlottesville's city manager wants to renew discussions about removing two Confederate statues. Charlottesville city manager Taryn Richardson said in an email to city council he wants to hold meetings in June to discuss the removal of the statues of Confederate generals Robert E. Lee and Thomas Stonewall Jackson. Richardson sent the email 4 days after Governor Ralph Northam signed bills that give local officials the authority to remove, relocate, or alter their Confederate monuments. The legislation takes effect on July 1st. After the city council voted back in 2017 to remove the Robert E. Lee statue, white supremacists and other far-right extremists gathered in Charlottesville in a violent rally to protest that decision. Since then, a judge issued a permanent injunction barring removal of the Lee and Jackson statues. Virginians participating in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, will soon be able to order their groceries online. Virginia is one of 36 states participating in the U.S. Department of Agriculture's online purchasing pilot program. U.S. Senator Tim Kaine, who pushed for the measure, says it allows for better social distancing during the pandemic.
It's an important safety move. People not having to go into grocery stores is good not only for themselves, but also for the folks who are working in grocery stores.
The service will become available to SNAP recipients on Friday. According to the state's Department of Social Services, it received about twice as many food stamp applications in March and April than in the previous months. Physical distancing has now been expanded to include bats. State officials are asking Virginians to stay out of caves during the pandemic, concerned they might spread the virus among themselves and to the bats. Charles Fishburn with partner station VPM reports.
They are concerned about reverse transmission.
It is suspected that bats are the primary host or were the original host for the virus.
Dan Doctor is chair of the Virginia Cave Board.
But the science is still unclear as to whether or not a pathogen of this sort could be transmitted from humans back to other mammals such as bats.
The U.S. Geologic Survey is studying the issue. Meanwhile, the Cave Board and the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries are asking people to avoid close quarters.
That situation is very difficult to avoid when you are in a cave.
Virginia has 4,000 known caves. Several hundred are frequented by recreational cavers, and some, like Luray Caverns, attract 500,000 tourists a year. Charles Fishburn, WMRA News.
Finally today, Skyline Drive and Shenandoah National Park began to reopen to visitors over the weekend, and many campgrounds in Virginia's state parks reopened too. Over the past couple of months, day use in the park system has actually increased. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports on how to stay safe and healthy outdoors.
Dave Newdeck with the Virginia Department of Conservation and Recreation says campgrounds are well booked for the holiday weekend, and they're expecting plenty of visitors to the parks.
If we're all considerate of each other and respectful, we can have a really good, safe time.
That means giving people space on trails and being flexible with your plans. Some parks have gotten full and had to turn folks away. Officials recommend you check park maps before you go and maybe opt for a less trafficked area, especially if you're out with kids. Newdeck has a few suggestions for places that generally see less visitation but still have great trails.
Holiday Lake State Park out towards Appomattox, Bear Creek Lake in Cumberland County, Powhatan just outside of Richmond.
Another option is to try to make time on a weekday instead of a weekend. I'm Mallory Nopain.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Livicki. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Memorial Day.